With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. pressing Mexico to do more to stem a surge of migrants reaching the southwestern border. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A top U.S. delegation plans to meet today with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, who says he's willing to help the flow of migrants at the U.S. border from getting worse, but he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, two of the top senders of migrants, and he says he wants to see more development aid for the region. This month, as many as 10,000 migrants were arrested daily at the southwest U.S. border, and Mexican industries were stung last week when the U.S. briefly closed two vital Texas railway crossings, arguing that Border Patrol agents had to be reassigned to deal with the surge. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says rain will be falling from the mid-Atlantic to New England today, where it will be especially heavy.
There could be some isolated instances of flash flooding as well with that, but for the most part, it'll just be nuisance, heavy rainfall causing some travel headaches.
Churchill says the New Year's forecast is looking good, and that will be great news for travelers this coming holiday weekend. A federal judge has declined to stay litigation over Alabama's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The U.S. Department of Justice asked to put the litigation on hold as similar cases wind up toward the U.S. Supreme Court. At least 22 states have enacted laws banning or restricting gender-affirming care for minors, and most of the bans are being challenged in court. The Alabama case scheduled to go on trial in April. The Dow ahead 58 points, and the NASDAQ is up 3 points. This is SRN News. Pope Francis allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples, and most Protestants are saying, so what? But one leading evangelical believes the pontiff's decision will have an influence on the LGBT debate in this country.
It's going to impact the way that people, especially in the larger culture, say, well, you know, evangelical Christians who can't go along with the LGBTQ revolution, it just turns out you are increasingly standouts. You're the exception, not the rule. Why we now have the Pope, we now have the Vatican on our side, going so far as to bless same-sex couples.
Dr. Albert Mohler heads the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Evangelical Christians standing on biblical authority, the faith once for all delivered to the saints who have no room to negotiate, we're going to find ourselves abandoned by many others in the culture who at least used to say the same thing.
He says more in his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez wants his bribery trial delayed.
Prosecutors argued against the postponement a week after defense lawyers offered several reasons why they say a trial of the Democrat and co-defendants, including his wife, should be delayed. Four defendants, including Menendez, have pleaded not guilty to a bribery conspiracy charge that alleges that Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The senator, his wife, and a third defendant have also pleaded not guilty that they conspired to utilize the senator as an agent of the Egyptian government, even though he was prohibited from doing so as a member of Congress. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Detroit Pistons make NBA history. Detroit becomes the league's first team to lose 27 straight games in a season, falling 118-112 to the Brooklyn Nets. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.